Welcome, financial adventurers, to Dodging Revenue Sinkholes, a crucial chapter in our journey through Profitmancer Money Mastery. Today, we're navigating the treacherous terrain of sunk costs and the escalation of commitment, a financial quagmire that swallowed many an entrepreneur whole. I'm Sharon, here to guide you with a blend of humor and savvy, ensuring you avoid these pitfalls like a pro. Sunk costs are like exes. You've invested time, emotions, and probably too much money, but sometimes you just need to move on for your own good. Remember the wise words of Kevin O'Leary: do not throw good money after bad. Invest your energies into the future, not the past. This advice couldn't be more relevant when it comes to dodging revenue sinkholes. Before we dive deep into the art of dodging these financial pitfalls, let's take a moment to understand what we're up against. Sunk costs are essentially past investments that cannot be recovered. Now imagine pouring water into a vase with a hole at the bottom. No matter how much water or resources you add, you can't fill it up again. That's your sunk cost, the water you've already poured in. It's never going to be seen again. But why are we calling them revenue sinkholes? Well, much like a sinkhole in the natural world, these sunk costs have a way of appearing benign or even invisible until suddenly they're swallowing up your potential profits and dragging down your financial landscape. They're the hidden dangers lurking within your business decisions, silently undermining your success with their insatiable appetite for resources that yield no return. Sunk costs turn into revenue sinkholes when we continue to invest in them, mistakenly believing that more time, money, and effort will somehow salvage the situation. It's really a psychological trap, one that convinces us that throwing good money after bad will eventually pay off. The reality, however, is that these investments become black holes, absorbing valuable resources that could be better spent elsewhere, thus earning the moniker revenue sinkholes. Recognizing these revenue sinkholes is a critical step in navigating your business away from financial peril and towards a landscape of prosperity and growth. It's about learning to identify when a cost is truly sunk and making the hard yet strategic decisions to cut losses and redirect your focus to more fruitful endeavors. As we proceed, keep in mind that escaping the gravity of revenue sinkholes isn't just about avoiding financial missteps. It's about fostering a proactive, forward-thinking approach to your business investments. It's about ensuring that every resource you commit is propelling you closer to your goals, not dragging you into the depths of lost potential. So why exactly does this matter? Well, in the grand scheme of your business, understanding and identifying sunk costs can mean the difference between soaring profits and debilitating losses. It's about making decisions based on future value, not past expenditures. Let's not let what we've spent dictate what we're going to spend, especially when it comes to time, effort, and resources that could be better invested elsewhere. Sunk costs can lead us down a path of emotional and financial investment in endeavors that, frankly, just aren't paying off. Whether it's clinging to underperforming products because you've poured money into them, or attending that baseball game because you've already bought the tickets, even though there's a crucial meeting you should be at instead. That's a classic example of this sunk cost fallacy at work. Now let's look at distinguishing revenue sinkholes from strategic quitting. I want to clear up a common misconception, the idea that sidestepping revenue sinkholes is synonymous with quitting. Picture this: you've launched a new product or dived into a new marketing strategy. You've invested not just capital, but hope and excitement into this venture. But then the traction you anticipated doesn't materialize instantly. the knee-jerk reaction to call it quits and jump onto the next big idea. And here's where the danger lies. This cycle of invest, quit, invest in rapid succession is a threat to your finances. It's the business equivalent of digging multiple shallow wells and never hitting water. You expend a lot of energy, but remain perpetually thirsty. This approach scatters your resources and focus, preventing you from investing sufficiently in any one strategy to truly gauge its potential. So why is this problematic? Well, this behavior not only drains your financial resources, but can also erode your brand's consistency and credibility. Customers and clients begin to see your business as unfocused or unreliable, and that can be detrimental to long-term loyalty and trust. Moreover, constantly shifting directions without giving strategies time to mature can actually hinder your ability to learn from your efforts, turning potential growth opportunities into missed lessons. So I want to map out a strategy on how to dodge revenue sinkholes. First, you want to acknowledge the sunk cost. Recognize when you're valuing investments based on past costs rather than future returns. This is the first step to avoiding this trap. Second, evaluate objectively. Remove emotional attachment from the equation. Ask yourself, would I make this investment again today, knowing what I now know? Third, cut your losses. Sometimes the best move is to stop pouring resources into a losing endeavor. It's not failure. This is a strategic retreat. And finally, reinvest wisely. Redirect your resources into areas of your business that promise the best return on investment. It's about working smarter, not harder. To help solidify today's lesson and apply it to your business, I've prepared a worksheet. It's designed to walk you through identifying potential revenue sinkholes in your business and strategizing on how to navigate around them. Remember, dodging revenue sinkholes isn't just about saving a few dollars here and there. It's about ensuring your business's longevity and profitability. Armed with today's insights and your completed worksheet, you're going to be better equipped to make financial decisions that drive your business forward, not backward. So brave entrepreneurs, let's bid adieu to sunk cost and escalation of commitment. Here's to making every investment count and turning potential sinkholes into stepping stones for success. Until next time, keep mastering your money mindset and watch as your business flourishes.